Frog on His Elm by Willow Chester. A little boy, a dog, a turtle, and a frog were walking right out of the city gate. Part of the city park. The frog was very bored of seeing butterflies and getting carried in a little bucket. So he went off all by his own. He didn't care about others because he was going to go on an adventure. So he said bye and went off. He thought these flowers were pretty, so he walked up to some flowers because he thought, and then he saw this weird thing that looked like a juicy yummy bee. So we looked it up. He saw it was a bee, until he noticed that a bee could sting. He was freaking out, and then he felt something very painful on his tongue. It felt so painful that he flopped off of his feet and on his butt, and the wasp stung him. He was still hungry, and he wanted some food. So he's looking for something to eat. And then he came across a picnic. This picnic was owned by a little couple, and they didn't see the little frog because they were pouring coffee to each other. The girl was reaching in for a piece of pumpkin pie because she just ate a nice sandwich, but the frog was going to go in first and get it. He ate it all up. And she was still trying to get the piece of pie. She picked something up. She thought it was a piece of pie, but it was frog! She was freaking out. The guy spilt his coffee and his glasses flew off. And the frog ate another bug when he was jumping off. He saw a little boat in a little tiny puddle. That's a big puddle that said no swimming. He saw a branch, so he jumped on it right over the big puddle. It said no swimming. I might have already said that, but it said no swimming. And the little boy was watching a little boat that he made out of paper. The mom was reading a book on a bench nearby under a tree. And the boy was watching and seeing if it will ever sink. The frog was like, I'm totally going to make it sink, you know. It's going to sink sometime, so I'm going to make it sink right now. So he jumped on it. The boy saw the frog in the air. He got freaked out, and then it plopped on his little boat. he was going to go and tell his mommy, so he did. And the boat sank. He got to tell his mom, and the little boy was crying and saying a frog got it. The mom was a little annoyed by that, so she went off. She went off and got the boat, and they went away. When that was happening, somebody else got the bench. It was another mom with a little baby carrier, and she had a pet cat, and she was reading a book too. He wondered if she had some food, if she had any food either. She jumped in, but there was a baby, and the cat was looking at the frog. He jumped in, but there was a baby, he said, ribbit. The baby was all like, what the, and the frog was all like, what the, because the baby was dressed as a bunny. The mama took out a little milk bottle for the baby, and then the frog stared at it. He said, he saw, wow, she does have some food, but the cat was still looking. It was on the wheel. It was coming up. The mom gave the frog, and the baby was a little annoyed. And then the cat came up in. The mom was so startled, she dropped the bottle. The frog was trying to get it. The baby was crying, and he jumped off. The cat jumped after him, and the baby carrier fell. The mom was so startled, she dropped her book and her baby's little bottle of milk. And the frog was still getting chased by the cat. The frog jumped over the trash can. The cat jumped after. And he was trying to jump away in a pond. And then the cat got him from the foot. On the other side of the pond, she saw something. Oh. The frog had no idea what he was seeing. It looked because the cat was holding him down, but it looked like she had seen a ghost or something like that. It was very scary. So she was backing very slowly. It was the dog, and the little boy, and the turtle, and the bucket, and his big shoes, and the cat was ran like a bolting away, and then the frog was so happy he jumped on the boy's arm and fell asleep. They went to his house and had some ice cream.